Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. I think all of us have to deal with trials and temptations. They seem to be everywhere. In the old hymn that was entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, the line says, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble everywhere? And the answer is, you doggone right there is. It seems to be everywhere we look. But the fact is that this is what it's like to live the human condition. At every turn, it seems as there's a sudden problem or bad habits creep in, or maybe it feels like our Christian walk is set backward 20 steps, and sometimes a tragedy strikes so great that our faith is shaken to the core. But you know what? We may not feel the same, but there's a distinct difference between a trial and a temptation. Discerning between moments of trials versus moments of temptation is an important element of walking the Jesus life, and it can guide us as believers in our quest to follow God's will. So what is a trial versus a temptation? Well, if you read James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, well, we have a better understanding. What are the biblical illustrations of testing versus temptation? Well, go to the book of Job and start reading. And how is the Christian supposed to respond? Well, in James chapter 1, verse 12, the scripture says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he'll receive the crown of life, oh my goodness, which God has promised to those who love him. Today, let's speak to that God. Father, we thank you and praise you that you never tempt us, but you allow trials into our life to sharpen us, prepare us, teach us, and correct us. And today, Lord, whatever that trial is that's in our life, we want to receive it and welcome it in your name. So as we've talked to God, let's prepare our heart to meditate. Let's draw a couple of deep breaths, just kind of solve our pressure and the pace we're running, and take a moment of solitude, take a moment of quietude. Wait to hear from the voice of God. Expect him to speak into your life with promptings and nudgings and direction. And on this weekday meditation, may you find that the trial you're dealing with now, he is bigger than all of that. Let's breathe. You ready? I kind of let your muscles relax and find yourself in a comfortable position and pay attention to your breathing for just a moment. Let your heart rate settle some. Let your soul quiet. Lord, today we come to you with a desire to hear from you, that you would speak into our life the purpose of whatever trial we're dealing with today. Let us learn from it. Now I want to mind the time on your behalf, and I'll be back in a few moments. You still yourself and prepare to hear from the word of the Lord. Well, friend, the book of Job illustrates the external nature of trials as well as God's sovereignty over them. And my prayer for you today is that in this time of meditation, you have heard the Lord give you peace and power and direction for your life. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.